On Easter Sunday, I preached that believing in the risen Lord raises our expectations about what Jesus Christ can accomplish within us as we cooperate with him. Through holy baptism, God's life and love are poured into our lives continually by the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit who resides within each of us. Many of the Easter season liturgical prayers emphasize that baptism is not just a past event to remember, it is an ongoing reality to be lived. During the collect or the opening prayer, we ask God to help us to grasp and rightly understand in what font we have been washed, by whose Spirit we have been reborn, and by whose blood we have been redeemed. During the solemn blessing at the end of this Holy Mass, I will pray, and may you, who have already risen with Christ in baptism through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven. It is crucial for our salvation to live according to this ongoing reality. The subject of my Easter season homily series is Arise, Experiencing Life in Christ. We can cooperate with the risen Lord by practicing the virtues of faith, hope, and love. God gave them to us through holy baptism. A virtue is a firm disposition to do what is right, and we grow virtuous by practicing them. I could have practiced them when I was trying to prepare for Mass and had some interruptions. But we resolve to live according to these virtues because we want to fulfill our baptismal promises with faith in God, hope in God, and love for God, ourselves, and others. These are the practical ways of living according to our identity in Christ so that we may receive our inheritance from Christ. What does it mean to arise with faith in God? The virtue of faith enables us to believe in God, accepting what God has revealed through his church, since God is truth. The experience of the first Christian community during the week after the Lord's resurrection informs how we can experience life in Christ. We arise with faith in God by trusting that God can do what God has promised. Those who have joined me in this parish church or worshiping by way of Facebook Live are doing so because we believe that for our sake, Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. In other words, we believe that what God said that he would do has been done. Therefore, whatever God says that he will do in other ways will be done. The gospel reading begins with some of the first Christians gathered in fear in a locked room. Some religious leaders were able to convince the political leaders to crucify Jesus. I invite whoever is talking, if they could be quiet, because if it's distracting me, it's distracting everyone in the church. These fellow Jews who had been followers of Christ thought that they would be next. But it is curious as to why they were afraid. They had heard the testimony of the Apostle Peter and the Apostle John that they had seen the empty tomb with no evidence that it had been robbed. Then they heard the testimony of Mary Magdalene that she had seen the Lord and conveyed the message of the Lord to them. He said, "I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Despite these turn of events during Holy Week and Easter, these Christians were challenged to arise with faith in God. Instead, they were afraid and doubtful about whether Jesus was alive. But the Lord reaches out to them. Having a glorified body that is not limited by time or space, Jesus appears before them with the reassuring words, "Shalom," or "Peace be with you." The Lord says that our lives can become whole because he has established peace between God and ourselves. It is made possible as a gift from God that we did not earn. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. The wounds on his glorified body showed that which had tried to destroy him could not defeat him. And the Lord shares this victory with anyone who wants to receive it. After many of these disciples had abandoned Jesus when he was arrested, they were now joyful in being reconciled back to the Lord. And then Jesus commissioned them to invite the world to share in his victory. After reassuring them again, the Lord said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Receiving the sacrament of reconciliation and penance is an example of trusting that God will do what he promised. Arising with faith in God also means to trust in what God has decided to do through his church. Failure in doing so prevents our growing in faith. These first Christians experienced reconciliation with God, and they became eager in sharing this news with others, even if their hearers were skeptical at first. For an unknown reason, the Apostle Thomas was not in that room on Easter Sunday evening. When the church told him that Jesus had risen indeed, he doubted it. He doubted that Jesus could have accomplished it, even though Jesus had announced multiple times that he would do it. Thomas also doubts what Jesus was doing through his church. He rejects Jesus' message. He rejects the message of Jesus proclaimed by his church. However, there was no doubt that Thomas had been scandalized by the betrayal of the Apostle Judas, the denials of the Apostle Peter, and that he too had abandoned the Lord after his arrest. But to his credit, Thomas remained with his fellow disciples during the first Easter week. The gospel reading does not tell us what happened during that week, but I suppose that he continued to listen to their testimonies and engaged in vigorous conversation with them. And his fellow disciples were patient with Thomas, and his initial rejection of their message was not a reason for them to become reticent. They continued to tell Thomas what they had experienced, and it disposed Thomas to see the risen Lord on the next Sunday. When we arise with faith in God, we trust in what God can do because he has promised to do it. We trust in what God can do through his church, and we trust in what God can do through each disciple if they cooperate with him. When the risen Lord appeared again, he lovingly challenged Thomas to forsake his unbelief and to believe in the faith of the church. While Thomas was blessed by this experience, the Lord gives us the reassurance that we are blessed even though we have not seen the Lord as Thomas saw the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. We can arise with faith in God because we continue to allow God to raise our expectations.